We now welcome in the call the coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Quite a road trip for you guys down to Elon and UNCW over the weekend. A wild 105-104 double overtime win at Elon, and then a game at UNCW where you got trailed and then were able to rally and before coming up short 74-65. Before we talk about the week ahead, talk about those two games last week.
Yeah, sure. The Elon game was a wild game. Both teams shot the ball extremely well. Obviously, we had our freshman Bolden Brace go for 40, and that's not an everyday occurrence. But and I think TJ had a triple double in that game. But both teams were competing very hard. It was a close game throughout. We were just fortunate to make one more play and get a stop at the end of the game. But and then we went down to Wilmington and, really didn't play well at all the first half, really dead-legged, didn't move. I think TJ scored almost all our points in the first half. Maxime Borsico hit a shot, but other than that, it was just all TJ for 20 minutes. And then we came back in the second half, really made a run at it and had the ball. I think we cut it to four, but misplayed the last couple of possessions, but was proud of our guys to be able to come back in that environment against obviously a championship-type team.
I want to go back and touch just a little bit on Bolden's effort because he 28 in the first half. I think he hit his first seven threes or didn't miss many in that stretch. And as a coach, to sit there and watch somebody get on that kind of streak, have you ever seen anything quite like what he was able to do, especially in the first half?
No, and he was in the when you think of you put it in historical perspective. JJ Barea had 41, Reggie Lewis had 41, and then it's Bolden Brace. So you're in really really good company when you accomplish something like that. And we needed every bucket. It wasn't like it was in a lopsided game or anything. It was a very competitive game, and we really needed him to step up, and he stepped up in a big way. He made 10 threes that game, and it was something to witness.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us possible.
And your first question is from the line of Jeremy Leopold with WRBB Sports.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good.
First question, just wanted to see if there's any update on the status of, the litany of guys that have been out for a little while.
Yeah, we're working closely with the medical staff and trying to get as healthy as possible. It's a day-to-day process. Some guys are on their way back through limited contact and everything else, but we won't know for sure until we get down to Charleston what our availability will be.
That's true for Murphy as well?
Yes.
All right. Second question is probably going to be shorthanded again. You're going to have to wait until you get Charleston to see, but Towson's a very physical team. How do you kind of deal with that shorthanded?
Well, it's going to be a tall task. They're a very good team, and they've played extremely well this year. They have a great identity. They're tough, stingy on defense, and they're an outstanding national caliber rebounding team. So, one, it's got to be a mental effort where you got to find a body and put a body on somebody, and two, it's a physical effort where you have to be competitive enough where you can do that each and every time. And that's a physical and a mental challenge.
And then last question, no John Davis for Towson. I've been out the last four games. He was there the last two times you guys played. How much of an impact do you see his absence being?
Well, he's very, very unfortunate circumstances. He's been a tremendous competitor and ambassador for their program. He's been a on the court and off the court leader. As an opposing coach, he's the guy that you have tremendous respect for, because for 4 years, when we've competed, I don't think he's ever thrown in a clunker where he didn't bring his heart and soul to the game. So just the utmost respect for John Davis and what he brings to the club. So I'm not really too sure, and maybe that's a better answer for a question for Coach Gary, but I know if we were on our team, we'd miss him greatly.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from the line of John Seidel with HoopsHD.com.
Hi, Coach. Just wanted to ask you about Bolden's three-point shooting. Obviously, when you're making 10 of 20 against Elon, you're in the zone. But it seems like the games before and after that, he was a little streaky. You just attribute it to being a freshman who happened to be tired against Wilmington, or is it something that he's been up and down all season, and is there anything you can do about it other than just give him the confidence to keep shooting?
Yeah, I mean, he's had multiple games where he's shot the ball really well. At James Madison, he made a bunch of threes. Delaware, he made a bunch of threes. William & Mary made a bunch of threes. He's a really, really good shooter. And that night, he had an exceptional night. I'm sure the scouting report, when you're coming in and you're talking to your team and you say, hey, this guy just went for 40 and made 10 threes, you're going to get special attention and extra attention. So he's just got to, as he gets more experience, learn to pick his spots and learn how to create his spots a little bit better and have a little bit more shot discipline. But, that just will come with experience.
Here's the next question for us, please, Pasha.
And your next question is from Dan Spears with the Wilmington Star News.
Coach, how are you doing today?
Good, Dan. How are you?
I'm real well, thank you. I've got a question for you about three-point shooting.
Yep.
This year that you guys are, putting, like you said when you were down here in Wilmington, we got to put it up a lot this year. But you've also had teams in the past where you've had some inside guys out there, 10 and a couple other guys.
Yep.
How do you adjust yourself from a coaching staff perspective when, the years that you have to shoot a lot of threes versus years that you don't? I mean, do you take a different mindset into things?
I think you do. I think, when you have a special inside player, it's kind of like, the ground game in football. You got to be able to run the ball and establish the run, but you still have to be able to throw the ball in order to win, and it's that balance that gets you to an elite level. And when we had Scott Etherton, you knew you could kind of manufacture a bucket or get to the foul line by playing through him on the inside. I think in the years when you don't have that inside presence offensively, you tend to live and die a little bit more by the three. When the ball's going in, it looks great, but you can shoot your way in and shoot your way out of games as well. So I think it's always great to have that guy, but unfortunately, I think those guys are, it takes a couple more years to develop that in guys. And we have some front court guys who are young and sophomores, and I think they're going to get there towards the end of their career, and they're starting to develop, even through this year. I think it's always that balance that gives you the best chance of winning.
Great. Thank you very much.
So before I let you go, just talk about, do you feel like some of the keys for your team this weekend to be able to be playing on Monday night? What do you need to do well this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to, certainly with our limited personnel, we have to defend without fouling. We have to keep our best players in the game and available. Collectively, we have to play smart. We have to play hard, and we have to play together. And particularly in the first game, we have to meet the physical challenge on the backboards against Towson. We have to rebound the ball, and they do what they do at an elite level, and it's going to be an issue for us. But certainly something that if we come out of that game and if we lose, it's probably going to be because they got on the backboard, and if we win, it's probably because we've met that challenge on the glass.
All right, Bill, thanks for your time today and all season long, and look forward to seeing you down in Charleston later this week.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, you too.